Don't attempt to touch your dial. You've reached another dimension in soul music. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A bowl of soul, baby, and that's the Supremes, and that's off of their hit-selling album, Where Did Our Love Go? The first single being I'm Giving You Your Freedom, and we celebrate Diana Ross and A Bowl of Soul. She received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. It has been long overdue. The Supremes were trendsetters. They set the standard for really all of the girl groups that you now even see today, from the Supremes to TLC to Destiny's Child. The Supremes were the ones that laid the foundation for your current girl groups of today. And as you know, the Supremes were originally founded as the Primettes in Detroit, Michigan in 1959. You know, the Supremes' repertoire includes doo-wop, pop, soul. They did Broadway show tunes, they did psychedelic soul, and they did disco. The Supremes were the most commercially successful of Motown's acts and are to date America's most successful vocal group, with 12 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Many of their hits were written by Motown's main songwriting and production team, Holland Dozier Holland. At the peak, the Supremes rivaled the Beatles in worldwide popularity, and their success made it possible for future African-American R&B and soul musicians to find mainstream success. The members of the Supremes were Diana Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson, and at that time, when they first started, Betty McGlown. They were all from the Brewster Douglas Public Housing Project in Detroit, and formed the Primettes as the sister act to the Primes, with Paul Williams and Eddie Kendricks, who went on to form the Temptations. Barbara Martin had replaced Miss McGlown in 1960, and the group signed with Motown the following year as the Supremes. Barbara Martin left the act early in 1962, and it just remained with Diana Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson carrying on as a trio. The years active for the Supremes was 1959 to 1977. And yes, and this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and we're celebrating Black History Month, bringing you some great soul music, baby. And coming up next, one of my favorite tunes from the Supremes, baby, Nothing But Heartaches. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Nothing but So I can't break away, baby, because it's nothing but heartaches. And we celebrate Miss Diana Ross on her Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network at www.prn.fm. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And most of all, you can catch A Bowl of Soul where it first originated on live365.com. Non-stop soul music, records that you never heard of. The A side, the B side, the C side, and the D sides, baby. And this is Professor T Love, baby. Just enjoying soul music and playing it at its best. And coming up next, baby, we're going to throw you way back to the beginning. Before it was called Rhythm and Blues, it was called Race Music. And it was done by this man, this versatile gentleman by the name of Mr. Louis Jordan, talking about Choo Choo Chaboogie, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
With a pack on my back, tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. I hear the whistle blowing, see the smoke from the stack. Hello,
couple Democratic fellas named Mac. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jibboogie, woo woo, woo woo, jibboogie, choo choo, choo choo, jibboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. You reach your destination and alas and alack, it needs some compensation to the back of the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack. Put me right back in the rack, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jibboogie, woo woo, woo woo, jibboogie, choo choo, choo choo, jibboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Whistle, I can peep through the crack and see the train a-rolling when it's falling the jack. But I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jibboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jibboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jibboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Y'all, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, coming at you. That was Mr. Louis Jordan. He was called the King of the Jukebox. Louis Jordan was born July 8th, 1908, and he died February 4th, 1975. Louis Jordan was a pioneering American jazz, blues, and rhythm and blues musician, songwriter, and band leader who enjoyed his greatest popularity from the late 1930s to the early 1950s. He was known as the King of the Jukebox. Louis Jordan was highly popular with both black and white audiences in the later years of the swing era. According to Rolling Stone magazine, they rank him as number 59 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Louis Jordan was one of the most successful African-American musicians of the 20th century, ranking fifth in the list of the all-time most successful black recording artists, according to Billboard magazine. Though comprehensive sales figures are not available, he scored at least 4 million selling hits during his career, and Louis Jordan regularly topped the R&B race charts, because before it was rhythm and blues, they were called the race charts, and was one of the first black recording artists to achieve a significant crossover in popularity into the mainstream, predominantly white American audience. After Duke Ellington and Count Basie, Louis Jordan was probably the most popular and successful African American band leader of his day. He duetted with some of the biggest solo singing stars of his day, including Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong. Louis Jordan was also an actor and a major black film personality. He appeared in dozens of soundies, meaning promotional film clips, and made numerous cameos in mainstream features and short films. The types of music that Louis Jordan played was jump blues, jazz, blues, R&B, big band, and comedy music. And he was born in Brinkley, Arkansas, and he died in Los Angeles, California. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, just connecting the dots for you, showing you the people that laid the foundation of rhythm and blues music. And it was laid through jazz, blues, gospel, you name it. It laid the foundation for R&B, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, Mr. Willie Rosario talking about Watusi Boogaloo. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Señores, ¿ustedes se acuerdan de Watusi? Ese Nietzsche grande y feo que decía, yo me la como. Se enteró de que Boogaloo estaba en algo en Nueva York y quiso coger un jet. Pero el tipo era muy grande y no cabía en el avión. Entonces se montó a caballito en el avión y ya tienen a Watusi bailando Boogaloo. ¡Juega, Watusi! ¡Muchacho!
¡Watusi!
Watusi, ve.
You got bad breath, man.
Yeah, Watusi, you got bad breath, man. And this is the Rolling Soul. I think that's a crack up right there. And that is Mr. Willie Rosario, also known as Fernando Luis Rosario Marin. And he was born and raised in Coamo, Puerto Rico, in a poor but hardworking family. His parents realized that as a child, Willie was musically inclined and had him take guitar lessons at the age of 6. His mother also had him take saxophone classes. However, what he really was interested in is in the conga. In 1946, he formed a band called Coamex. But a year later, when he was 17 years old, his family moved to New York City from Puerto Rico. The family rented an apartment in a Manhattan community known as Spanish Harlem. Rosario came into contact and played conga for various orchestras. After he graduated from high school, he continued his education and studied journalism and public relations. On one occasion, Willie Rosario visited the famed Palladium Ballroom in New York where he met Tito Puente, where Tito Puente was playing the timbales. This was the beginning of Willie Rosario's love affair with that instrument, with the congas. He was 22 years old when he took classes with percussionist Henry Adler. In 1959, Willie Rosario organized his first band and played for 3 years in Club Caborojeño in New York. When not playing, he would work as a disc jockey for WADO, a Spanish-speaking radio station in New York. And in 1962, he signed with Alegre Records label and travel and perform with his band in Venezuela, Panama, Colombia, Mexico, Curacao, United States, Virgin Islands, and all over the United States, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, and we're going to keep it going with the Latin soul music, baby. Descarga Criolla by Mr. Ray Barreto, and this is a bowl of soul.
Y dice, ¡vamos! ¡Vuelve! Más salsa que pescado, coge rico.
Ay, José, qué rico el vacilón cuando tú me tocas tu trombón. Ay, José, qué rico el vacilón cuando tú me tocas tu trombón. Ay, José, qué rico el vacilón cuando tú me tocas tu trombón.
y'all, and this is A Bowl of Soul playing Mr. Ray Barreto, who was born April 29th, 1929, and he passed away on February 17th, 2006. And in fact, on Saturday will be the anniversary of his death. He was a Grammy Award-winning jazz musician, Puerto Rican jazz musician, and some of the genres of music that Ray Barreto played was Latin jazz, salsa, jazz. He played congas, drums, and percussion. And, you know, Ray Barreto was raised in Spanish Harlem, and at a very young age, he was influenced by his mother's love of music and by the jazz music of musicians such as Duke Ellington and Count Basie. In 1946, when Ray Barreto was 17 years old, he joined the army. He was stationed in Germany. And Ray Barreto met Belgian vibist Fats Sadie, who was working there. However, it was when he heard Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca with Cuban percussionist Chano Pozo that he realized his true calling in life. And what was interesting about Ray Barreto is in 1949, when he returned from military service, he started to visit clubs and participated in jam sessions where he perfected his conga playing. On one occasion, Charlie Parker heard Ray Barreto play and invited him to play in his band. And later, he was asked to play for Jose Corbello and Tito Puente, for whom he played for 4 years. Barreto developed a unique style of playing conga, and soon he was sought by other jazz musicians. Latin percussionists started to appear in jazz groups with frequency. In 1960, Ray Barreto was a house musician for Prestige, Blue Note, and Riverside record labels. He also recorded on Columbia Records with jazz flutist Herbie Mann. New York had become the center of Latin music in the United States, and a musical genre called pachanga was the Latin music craze of the time. In 1961, Ray Barreto recorded his first hit, El Watusi, the first Latin song to enter the Billboard charts in April 1963. He was quite successful with the song and the genre, and to the point of being typecast, something that he disliked. But after recording a number of albums for the United Artists label, Ray Barreto joined the Fania record label in 1967, and his first recording for the new label was the 1968 album called Acid, in which he was experimenting with joining rhythm and blues with Latin music. And as you know, the combination of rhythm and blues and Latin music at this in this period in the mid-60s was boogaloo, Latin boogaloo. And also Joe Cuba kind of started that with Bang Bang. It was the combination of rhythm and blues and Latin music. And the album contained the song A Deeper Shade of Soul, which was, from what I understand, was sampled for the 1991 Billboard Hot 100 number 21 hit Deeper Shade of Soul by Dutch band Urban Dance Squad. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and you can hear Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge on Sunday at 7 p.m. And the Rhythmic Lounge is called therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And you can catch nonstop soul music on Live 365, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, baby, 24 hours of the day. You can catch up with me, Professor T Love. You can catch me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, A Bowl of Soul. Or you can hit me up on Gmail, abowlofsoul@gmail.com. If you have some new R&B music you'd like me to play on this show, be more than welcome to send me an email or an MP3 in the email so that I can listen to the music. And yes, baby, coming up next, you know, the British invasion was so heavy back in the days. In fact, some of the British bands were so heavily influenced by R&B, in particular Motown music. And the Rolling Stones, they tried their rendition of doing Marvin Gaye's 1963 hit, Hitchhike. And this is A Bowl of Soul playing Hitchhike by the Rolling Stones, baby. This is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love of A Bowl of Soul. Yeah, baby. Wow. I tried to do that again, and it just came back with the same thing, but yet and still we're going to hit you up with something else nice. You know, we're going to segue into Mr. Archie Bell and the Drills talking about, baby, I Just Can't Stop Dancing, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hamburger down. I don't want no mountain. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. I'm sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh, yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no. You can't make me
stop. I just can't stop dancing.
No, no, stop now.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no, no.
This is A Bowl of Soul talking about I Just Can't Stop Dancing, baby. And we going to take a pause for the cause. And yeah, this is Professor T Love coming back at you, baby. You know I had to play some Archie Bell and the Drells for you, baby. And as you know, Archie Bell and the Drells were produced by Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff, and that song came out in 1967. And I just want to segue, you know, we lost, you know, someone so beautiful that impacted the world with her beautiful, beautiful singing. You know, we lost Whitney Houston, which, you know, I'm still in shock by that, because, you know, Whitney Houston, you know, she was only 48 years old, and, you know, she had died in the Beverly Hilton Hotel in California before, you know, attending an affair to celebrate the, you know, Grammy nominees. And I, like I said, you know, Whitney Houston left such a huge impact. She sold over 200 million albums. I mean, she is right up there with Barbra Streisand, you know, the divas, Julie Andrews, you know, you name it, Celine Dion. You know, Whitney's music will continue to go on forever. And we're going to celebrate Miss Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Her funeral will be on Saturday, February 18th. And, you know, again, my condolences go out to her family. To her brothers, to her mother, Sissy Houston, who is royalty, is singing royalty, to her cousin, Dionne Warwick, who is also singing royalty. And, you know, we just have to celebrate Whitney. All I can do is think of good stuff about Whitney. So I'm going to play a song from her first album where she had the hit, You Give Good Love. This is a song that was produced by Kashif, talking about thinking about you, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Huh.
That was off of her self-entitled album. I believe that came out in 1984. Wow. You know, Whitney Houston is cited in the Guinness World Records as having the most awards of all time. She has 2 Emmy Awards, 6 Grammy Awards, 30 Billboard Music Awards, and 22 American Music Awards, among a total of 415 career awards in her lifetime. Whitney Houston was also one of the world's best-selling music artists, like I said, having sold over 200 million albums, singles, and videos worldwide, baby. And we celebrate Whitney Houston. She comes from a legacy of singers, you know. Her mother is by training a gospel singer, but her mother, Sissy Houston, used to sing backup for Elvis Presley, Aretha Franklin, Carolyn Franklin, Irma Franklin. You know, the lineage that Whitney came from of singers, her cousin Dionne Warwick, who is Sissy Houston's niece, okay? Dionne Warwick, her cousins, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, they were singers as well. And as you know, Dionne Warwick's career is a stellar career, just like Whitney's career. But you know, I'm going to play for you a song that I thought was a good R&B song with a little gospel flavor on it by her mom when she was with the Sweet Inspirations on the Atco record label, subsidiary of Atlantic Records, talking about Here I Am, Baby, Take Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Like I said, she sung backup for Elvis Presley, Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, you know, and her birth name is Emily Drinkard, and she was part of a gospel group called the Drinkard Singers. But we celebrate Sissy, and most of all, we celebrate Whitney Houston, And coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, baby, we're going to play her cousin, Miss Dionne Warwick, talking about Don't Make Me Over, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul. And like I said, Dionne Warwick is the cousin of Whitney Houston. And from what I understand, the funeral service will be a private funeral service, but it will be streamed on the internet for people to be able to watch. And again, you know, we lost Whitney Houston on February 11th. And, you know, we grieve for her and we grieve for the family as well, but you know, I know she's in good hands with the Lord. And coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, baby, we're going to play Mr. Dennis Coffey talking about if you can't dance to this, you have no business. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
If you can't dance this.
All right, we're going to try that one more time and we're going to get it right. Let's do it, baby.
If you can't dance this,
This is a bowl of soul playing that funky guitar by Mr. Dennis Coffey. You know, a lot of people don't know about Dennis Coffey, but you know, Dennis Coffey was critical to playing a lot of the guitar lines and some of the studio recordings of many R&B records, you name it, he was on it. You know, he was also a member of the Funk Brothers at Motown, the studio band, and he has played on dozens of recordings for Motown Records and introduced a hard rock guitar sound to Motown, working with record producer Norman Whitfield, including distortion, echoplex, tape, loop delay, and wah-wah. And he is heard on The Temptations' Cloud Nine, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, Psychedelic Shack. He also played on the number one single, Edwin Starr's War. He also played on Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross and the Supremes. He was also playing on Freda Payne's Dum 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 Dum. That's Dennis Coffey. He played on Band of Gold. He also scored the black exploitation film Black Belt Jones. In 1971, Dennis Coffey recorded Scorpio, which is infamous for its breakbeat, also used for mixing during the early hip-hop years. Scorpio was a million-selling instrumental single that peaked at number 6 on the Billboard pop chart. This instrumental track featured the former Motown funk brother Bob Babbitt on the bass. On January 8, 1972, Dennis Coffey became the first white artist to perform on Soul Train playing Scorpio. Yo, well, anyway, I could go further, but Scorpio received the Gold Disc awarded by the Recording Industry Association of America on December 9, 1971, baby. And Dennis Coffey has a website, which you can go to, DennisCoffeySite.com. And he was born November 11, 1940, and he's still playing guitar to this day. He was playing guitar from 1955 to the present. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love, and you can catch me on the Progressive Radio Network. And I want to thank all of you out there throughout the world, not just the United States, throughout the world, for tuning in to the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. to hear A Bowl of Soul. The listeners, you just keep coming. Just keep coming, because that tells me you guys like good soul music, baby. And I want to thank the people that are listening to A Bowl of Soul on live365.com. I'm still getting listeners tuning in from all over the world, and I just want to thank you. And I'm just going to keep you posted, because A Bowl of Soul's website will be coming soon to a neighborhood near you, baby. And you can catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And like I said, nonstop new music, soul music, 365, 24 hours, 7 days a week, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love. You can hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, ABOWLOFSOUL. And coming up next, baby, and we getting ready to close out, you know, because again, you know, we're celebrating Miss Whitney Houston and some of the things that she has done and has accomplished is too numerous to mention. And like I said, it's not about how long you live. It is what did you do with your dash? What did you do with your dash? Because, you know, this lady was able to spread love with her voice. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And we're going to play a song off of her last album, Million Dollar Bill, baby. And stay tuned, because she produced with T.D. Jakes. She is in Sparkle, which will be appearing on the movie screen in August of this year, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. A Bowl of Soul, and then we hope that you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, baby, and we celebrate the life and legacy of Miss Whitney Elizabeth Houston. And as you know, her funeral will be this Saturday on February 18th. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and we'll come in at you next week with some more good soul tunes for you to tune into. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.